and Jimmy.
On air for McDonald's, Dubbo and Wellington. Are you
ready? Hit 93.5.
Yeah, morning everybody. Welcome and hope you're having a great Thursday so far. Pippa and Jimmy on the air. How you doing, Pippa?
Mate, I think I've caught your man flu.
Oh, have you?
Yes.
Because I probably sound like I'm on the up and out of the man flu.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you're sounding up and up.
The thing is, with the man flu, you got to milk it for all it's worth. So start milking.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming. I'm going home, guys.
See you later. It's the Jimmy Love Show today. Morning, everybody. Hey, if you missed our big announcement yesterday, we are giving away a $30,000, well, it's worth more than $30,000, a Hornet swim spa.
This is just the most sensational prize that has ever been given away in the history of Dubbo Radio.
Yeah, and to find out exactly how you can win it, we're going to tell you at about 7:20 this morning the exact process you can do to win it, but it'll make your Christmas.
It's Pippa and Jimmy's lucky duck.
Oh, smash your cash worth $5,050.
This is just getting insane.
It is
really
going crazy.
It's got to go off at some point.
It's absolutely huge. Hey, plus a little later in the show as well, we're going to cross to the USA with Dean McCarthy, get the latest on that terror attack in New York.
Yes.
And in around 20 minutes' time, Pippa, a Japanese company has dished out a horrible punishment to smokers.
So really?
So if you're a smoker...
Well, it sounds a bit discriminatory.
It does, doesn't it?
Oh. Oh, okay.
In 20 minutes' time, you've got to be listening if you're a smoker because this Japanese company is going to anger you.
Right. But coming up next, we're doing Pippa and Jimmy's reenactments, Australia's most difficult radio competition.
Okay, we better play this song, Khalid's Young, Dumb and Broken, practice our scene.
Okay.
13, 12, 16 if you want to play. So... Yeah, this one, a holler to R&B Fridays. Morning Dubbo on the Central West, Snoop Dogg, Signs. We do it all thanks to McCafe, Australia's most popular barista-made coffee. Pippa and Jimmy on the air at 6:21. And Pippa, you and I, we're not smokers.
We're not, no.
In the past, I've enjoyed a casual durry.
Have you?
Casual, what else do you call it?
Stick? A dart.
Dart, yeah. Ciggy.
Having a fag.
Yeah,
having a fag. Can you say that?
I've said it before.
Yeah.
I don't have an issue saying
okay,
that.
Okay, yeah.
Some people might, but I'm not sure.
Many colloquial terms for having a cigarette.
Lots of colloquial terms. Now, a Japanese company, you know, has drawn the ire of the internet overnight.
Have they?
After they've announced a new policy which virtually punishes smokers.
Punishes smokers?
Yeah. So, well... Some may look at it as punishment, some may look at it as fair treatment.
Right.
So, apparently this company, this advertising firm, promotional firm, has announced that if you're not a smoker, they're going to give you a bonus 6 days of holiday leave a year.
So they're rewarding you for not smoking.
Yeah, because they reckon as smokers pop out, they'll take a 10-minute break, maybe 3 or 4, 5 or 6 times a day.
Yep.
It all adds up. And at by the end of the year, they've taken an extra 6 days worth of smoko breaks. So
right.
If you're an employee who hasn't taken those smoko breaks, you're entitled to have that time off as well at one whole time, 6 days.
Actually, that makes sense. Because if you're not a smoker, it's not like you're like, oh, guys, I'm just going to step out for 5 minutes and have a coffee. Or I'm just going to step out for 5 minutes and have a banana.
Yeah. Well, you worked in retail. When you worked in retail and you were a manager, did people go out and take smoke breaks?
Oh, if they were smokers, guys, I'm just going to have a cigarette. Step out and have a smoker. But if you weren't, there was no alternative.
No. Well, when I was managing the bar in London that I was managing, the Captain Cook it was called.
Yeah.
If I ever popped out for a durry, I used to make my employees take a 5 minute banana break, I'll call it.
Did you?
You go sit down, have a banana, play on your phone, but you get 5 minutes off because I felt guilty that I got 5 minutes off and they don't.
That's fair. Yeah. I like that. Yeah. Because there's no alternative for non-smokers
absolutely
to have a smoko
not
break. Unless you just constantly have a supply of donuts or something in the office. I'm just going to have a donut break or something.
Pop out for a 5 minute donut.
Yeah, exactly. That's right.
You know what? I would, if I was a full-time smoker and I heard of that, 6 extra days off not to smoke, oh, done.
Incentive to quit, right?
Yeah.
They're helping your health and they're giving you more time off.
Absolutely.
Guys, not smoking is clearly the answer here.
Justin Bieber friends on the air now. It's Pippa and Jimmy. Morning. 7:43 on Dubbo and the Central West, number one. This is Hit 93.5. Morning, everyone. Pippa and Jimmy on the air with you. And Pippa, about 8:15, I need to make another public apology.
Another one?
Yeah.
What have you done now?
It was at Arana Mall again in my car.
You don't have good experiences at around a mall.
No, well, I did something naughty and I've got to say sorry.
Oh.
Yeah, we'll do that at 8:15. Okay, but right now, Pippa, would you please hand your microphone over, Pippa, because welcome to the studio. Her name is Queen Lapeepa and she is the distant cousin of Queen Latifah. Welcome to the studio.
Darling, I said it's a low-fat, no-fat, skinny soy decaf mela mochaccino, darling.
That's a very complicated coffee order.
Oh,
Queen
darling,
Lapeepa.
This is my standard, darling. It's my standard. Air kisses, my babies. It's so good to be here with you again, darling.
Do you have a bit of a frog in your throat?
Oh, I do, darling. This is why I need my low-fat, no-fat, skinny soy decaf Miller Mochaccino this morning, especially, darling.
You didn't catch that off Pippa as you're walking in, did
you? Oh, no, darling. It's just because my social engagements this week. You don't say engagements, you say engagements. My social engagements this week, the calendar has just been so full. I can barely keep up with myself.
Fantastic.
It's like I need to go, you know, go and just have a lie down for a day. I need to have another facial. I had one yesterday, but I might just go again today.
Well, thank you so much for joining us again this week.
Oh, my pleasure, babies.
So far this week, you've given us fashion tips. You've given us VIP entry tips. Mm-hmm. You've given us how to handle yourself with alcohol at Derby Day. But today, Queen Lapeepa, we would like to get your tips today on how to get a date while on Derby Day.
That's
if you're a single
darling.
Lady or a single man.
Exactly, darlings. Now, obviously, when you're as fabulous as Queen Lapeepa, you know, you don't have this issue because, you know, you're just beating them off with a stick. So, darlings, what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you the hot tips so that you can be doing the same thing. Like, you're going to need your clutch and you're going to need a broomstick because you're just going to be whacking them away. It's going to be fabulous, darlings. So, all right, picture this with me, darlings. All right, get into the zone. So, you're in the tent, all right? You're in the Dubbo Rouge marquee. You're looking fabulous with your outfit. You've got your champers or your mimosa in hand and you're just scanning. You're scanning the room, all right? Because you've got to find your prey, your suspect. You've got to find the hot dish of a bloke or of a lady that you go, I would just love to just have a cheeky pash with you later at the commercial. You know what I mean? So what you do, you're scanning. You've got to obviously establish that they're single and that they don't have a partner because we don't do home wreckers, darling. That's not our style, darling. So establish that they're single and unattached. Then what you want to do, you've got to get your swan on. You're swanning over. You're being like a graceful swan, swanning side to side. You want to swan over to where they are at the bar and what you want to do, you just want to get up nice and close and just graze past them. You know, maybe graze your arm, you know, across their bicep or, you know, or across their back. I'm sorry, excuse me, darling. I'm just here to get another champers.
Jeez, how Kevin Spacey of you.
So, you know, then you want to order your drink next to them. You just want to sidle up next to them, you know, get a bit cozy and, you know, maybe just have a bit of cheeky banter with the bartender about, you know, oh, that last race, darling, I know. You know, hit one big, you know, hit the jackpot, whatever. You know, maybe pull out a cheeky 50 just to, you know, show that you really know what you're talking about.
Although in the Dubbo Rouge tent, aren't the drinks included?
Well, I don't know, darling. I mean, we'll find out when we get there. But, you know, this is just some, you know, key, just general examples of, you know, chit-chat that you can be having. I mean, if you don't have to pay for your drinks, just start chatting to him about the horses, you know, while you're ordering your drink. Exactly. You know, but just a bit of a chat. And then what you want to do, you sort of just want to lock eyes with them just to sort of, you know, let them know, hello, hello. Oh, I know. You know and I know. Oh, yes. Oh, we both know. You both know what's on. Once you know what's on, darling, you sashay away. You just walk away. You sashay away. Maybe leave your phone casually on the bar next to them because then they've got to come and find you. And then when they give it back to you, you go, oh, and if you got your number in there, darling, that's what I wanted in there. And there are your hot tips, darling. Just sashay away.
There you go.
Just sashay away. Sashaying away now, darlings.
Oh, there she... Oh, she's actually getting up and leaving. Oh.
She's literally sashayed away.
See you, Queen Lapeepa.
Bye, Queen Lapeepa. Gosh, she's magnificent, isn't she? Just sashayed away.
She'll be back tomorrow.
Leading Edge Computers, Dubbo. For everything Apple, PC and more.
For Jimmy's Smash for Cash.
A very famous Australian has rocked up to a party, to a big event, 2 months late.
Way, way, way late.
And literally gone... Oh, really? The event's over?
Party's over?
Party's over. Okay. Oh, missed it.
He looked like a right royal goose.
I reckon that was it was pretty embarrassing. We'll tell you who it was coming up in a couple of moments' time. Sally, you've never rocked up to a party late, have you?
I might have missed a couple.
Oh, Sally, one party you don't want to miss is Derby Day this Saturday. Are you coming?
Oh, if I could assign some sitters and talk the better half into it, it'd be great.
Sally, you get your better half to call 13, 12, 16, and Jimmy and I will give him the pitch of his lifetime, and I guarantee you two will be going.
I'll get onto it.
Oh, you're the best, Sally. How's your Thursday going, by the way?
Sorry?
How's your Thursday going?
Oh, we've had some better beginnings, but we'll get through it.
It's all right.
Oh, okay.
Bit of a rough old start, has it been?
Oh, 4 and 6 year olds that like the word no, but we'll get there.
Aren't they the, this is like, oh, when did your vocab become a one word situation?
Yeah. I reckon with kids, Sally, maybe we should stop teaching them the word no. We just teach them the word yes.
Yes.
I should probably say it a little bit more then.
No candy for you. No, no, no. Sally, let's do it for $5,050. This is the item we smashed with a hammer. What is it?
I am going to go with, I'm getting whispered to me, a watermelon.
A watermelon?
A watermelon. And it's a bit.
That is, Sally, that is a fantastic guess. We have never had watermelon guest on this show before.
And, Sally, which part of the, if we'd smashed the watermelon, which part of the watermelon do you think we'd smashed?
We'd go with the, through the skin of it, through I'd the, imagine. The,
so you're thinking we've skin. Got a whole watermelon and we've just, now I can personally attest to smashing watermelons. I can personally attest to that. But is it what we've smashed this time?
No. Oh, Sally. What a guess. I loved your guess.
Take care of the stationery. There's been so much stationery. I'm like, we'll go for something.
Yeah, thanks for that.
Thank you. We love that you mix it up. That's so sticking. Good.
I've got nail through my hand.
Oh, is that one of the little five-year-olds that's just learned a couple more words other than no?
Yeah.
Oh, what a coincidence.
What a coincidence. Thanks, Sally.
Fancy that. Have a great
night. How good was that?
Oh, wake up, Dubbo in the Central West.
Yakonski mashup. Morning, everyone. 14 minutes past 8. It's Pippa and Jimmy, 13, 12, 16. Get in touch any reason, any time on that number. And Pippa, have you ever rocked up to a birthday party or a friend's birthday or some sort of party fashionably late before?
I have a bit of a reputation of being fashionably, sometimes erring on the side of unfashionably late to parties.
It'd be unfashionably late if we turned up to Derby Day at 4 p.m.
Wouldn't it just for the last race?
Oh, we'd get in big trouble
from
the boss,
man.
Fashion's
on the field, done and dusted. Yeah.
Be well and truly over. Well, one Aussie, quite famous Australian, has done just that. But in fact, instead of rocking up a couple of hours late, has rocked up a couple of months late. To the big bash.
To the big bash. Marquee's packing up. Drinks and food are finished. Everybody's going home. And then in lobs Stephen Parry. Hey, guys.
Oh, hello, Stephen Parry.
Guys, I'm here.
Hello, Stephen.
I'm here for the Citizenship 7 party.
I didn't want to come earlier because Citizenship 8 doesn't have the same ring to it.
Yeah, exactly. I thought I've done this before. Maybe if I rock up late, nobody will notice that I lob up late. No, I've literally said that before. No, nobody will notice if I lob up late. Maybe Stephen Parry's gone. Maybe no one will notice if I come out 2 months later and be like, P.S., I'm a British citizen.
Because last Friday, we thought the Citizenship 7 was all done and dusted. The court had decided who was in Parliament, who wasn't in Parliament.
Oh, it's been a huge rigmarole. Everybody's been talking about it. And Malcolm and Bill came out and they were like, right, if you think you might be in the grey, come forward now. Speak now, forever hold your peace, because we're getting this sorted once and for all. Stephen Parry missed the memo.
Missed the memo. Hey, guys, I'm here.
Yeah. Hey, what's going on?
Can I be included on the Wikipedia
page?
Yeah,
oh, by the by, yeah. By what's the by. Going, honestly, what would have made him not come out as the citizen during the Citizenship 7?
Who knows? You don't suddenly remember that your dad was born in a different country.
Yeah.
I don't forget that my mum's from New Zealand.
Like, at what point, with all of this making national news, could you have not stopped and gone, oh, hang on a second. Hang on. Has he just been so distracted by other things going on in his life that it hasn't even crossed his mind? And he went, oh, I better sort that out, actually.
Thing is, the key to this is you can be fashionably late, but you can be very unfashionably late as
well. He has lobbed in and everybody's like, Are you joking? Like, he's lobbed up now wanting a feed and a drink.
Yeah.
So, hey, guys, I'm here for the party. And everyone's like, are you kidding, mate? The caterers are driving out the driveway. They're gone.
Is there an open bar still?
Yeah. No, mate. The tag's finished.
Breaking news in the music world.
Hit 93.5 with Pink. It's called What About Us. On Morning Dubbo in the Central West, we do it all thanks to Macca's. Get stuck into Macca's new sicker, juicier 100% Angus beef in the Gourmet Creations range. It's available after 10:30 a.m. Morning, everyone. It's Pippa and Jimmy.
Mate, what's this public apology you've got to make?
Oh, yes. I need to make another public apology because last time I left Arana Mall, I had to apologise for road raging somebody.
Yes.
This time, it's another Arana Mall apology.
What is it with you and Arana Mall?
Well, it's... See, I did something silly.
Okay. Well, it's unlike you.
And I must apologise for it.
Okay.
So yesterday, I went in at peak time.
Which is?
Like around 4:30, 5:30.
Yeah, right. Okay.
You know.
Yep, gotcha.
I just washed my car at the car wash.
Mm-hmm.
I drove down, turned left into Arana Mall.
You're looking slick in your clean car.
Pulled up near the Domino's.
Yeah.
And I saw a car pulling out of their car park.
Yeah.
Right by the front door.
You're like, perfect. Destiny.
What a spot.
Meant to be.
Dipped in there. I was so busy. So many cars either way. Honking. Honk, honk, honk.
Yeah.
Pulled in there. Great. As I'm pulling in, I get a pretty dirty stare from somebody.
Ooh.
Yeah. Looking at me like, all right.
Who do you think you are?
Who do you think
you are? Who is this clown?
Including a mum in the car next to me who was kind of, as I got out of the car and walked away, I kind of gave her a smile because she was looking at me and she gave me nothing but dirty eyes.
Oh, really? Throwing you shade?
Throwing me shade. I'm like,
what did you do, mate?
I had no idea. So I'm just like, oh, okay, maybe she's grumpy at her kids or something.
Yeah, right.
So anyway, I popped into the chemist there, picked up a couple of lozenges.
Yeah. But you've had several dirty looks by this stage.
By this stage, okay. Several dirty looks.
Right.
Anyway, walk out.
Yeah.
Up to my car, getting into my car.
Yeah.
And someone says to me, mate, you shouldn't be parking there. And I'm like,
what do you mean?
What do you mean? Anyway, pull out of the car park.
Yeah.
As I pull out of the car park, I look there. Oh, it's a mum's with pram spot.
Oh, you didn't.
I did.
You didn't.
Honest to God, hand on heart, no idea.
Oh, you would have just been the worst human ever.
Yeah.
How embarrassing.
So I've got everyone looking at me and
oh, of course you do. You've got every mum across Dubbo on the Central West just thinking you are the biggest turkey ever.
It was just 3 minutes. So I was literally just in and out floors and just, I didn't know. So I have to make the public apology.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Miss Guzzi.
Dubbo
in the Central West. Oh, wow. That's poor form, mate. Poor form.
Lucky I didn't pull out the new Arana Mall app because we've got the new app where you win stuff.
Yeah.
Imagine if I'd won a Subway. I would have been in there for 15
minutes.
Oh,
for an hour. Who knows?
Who knows?
Could have ordered a Domino's.
Could have. Imagine if I'd ordered a Domino's.
Imagine. Do you know what the best part of this story is?
What?
Your little grey Kia has a Hit 93.4 sticker on the back of it.
Maggie Lindemann right here on the home of hits and old school Morning Dub on the Central West. How you doing, Pippa and Jimmy on the air? That is Pretty Girl at 8:40 and we are looking at 26 degrees today, currently 17. We do it thanks to Macca's, Dub on Wellington. Grab a delicious McFlurry, just $2 at Macca's for a limited time only.
You know how in the Catholic Church, confessionals are a big part of that, where you go into the little box in the room and you say, forgive me, Father, I've sinned, and then you dish the dirt on whatever you've done wrong, and then the priest says, okay, well, you got to do X amount of these, 5 Hail Marys, whatever.
I remember my Nana used to take me into Catholic Church and she would go, just wait here while I go confess.
Yeah.
I'd go, confess, Nana?
Yeah.
But aren't you Nana? Aren't you the all-glorious Nana?
You are perfect. You are without sin, Nana. What could you possibly have done wrong?
I crossed the road without looking both ways, Lord.
Forgive me, Father, I've sinned. So the Pope, the Pope himself, Pope Francis, has come out and confessed something pretty crazy, that he has confessed that sometimes he likes to nod off while he's praying.
Well, he's just having a holy nap.
Just getting a bit of holy shut eye. Yes. So when he says, when I pray, sometimes I fall asleep. He said this in an episode of Catholic TV 2000 television program. It was published on Tuesday on YouTube.
Oh, wow.
What a confession.
What a confession.
I love that he goes on because he's like, right, if I'm being thrown under the bus here, I'm going to drag some other people down with me.
Yeah, right.
Because I'm not going to be blamed for being the only one that does this. He says, oh, St. Therese did it too. Said in a reference to a 19th century French nun. Who knows who she is? She's well and truly like pushing up daisies now, mate, but you're pulling her under the bus with you to say, oh, she used to do it too. Adding that Christians were called to feel like children lying in their father's arms, a place conducive to napping, he implies.
You know what? You know what I find non-surprising about this? When Nana used to take me to Catholic church, I also used to fall asleep.
There you go.
There you go.
It's akin to being a child in the father's arms.
Absolutely. 13, 12, 16, we want to open the phone lines. Where have you fallen asleep that you shouldn't have?
That was just a bit inappropriate to be falling asleep.
I think I should be falling asleep right there.
Yeah, because you know how when you have a little power nap and you start to nod off and sometimes you twitch and you jolt yourself awake? Ooh. Has he ever done that? And now is that maybe the reason why he's had to come out and confess? Because people are just watching him. Looks like he's got a case of Tourette's or something. No, he's just nodding off during prayer time.
13, 12, 16, where have you fallen asleep that you just shouldn't have? Could be while the boss is talking during a meeting.
Could be in a meeting. Could be in church. Could be anywhere.
Could be at your kid's sporting game.
Oh goodness,
that would be offensive.
Good goal.
Oh, good goal. Yeah.
No, they're playing tennis.
13, 12, 16.
I was 6 years older.
Ed Sheeran's Castle on the Hill. This is Hit 93.5. Just from that song, Ed Sheeran would have to be confessing smoking, drinking, driving at 140 down the road.
Perhaps a little bit of untoward behaviour.
Yes, he would have to be doing the confessions. Then the priest would probably give him a couple of prayers to do, some Hail Marys.
Some Hail Marys, and sprinkle some holy water on you.
And if he's anything like the Pope, he'd fall asleep mid-praying.
Mid-prayer. Pope Francis has come out and just says he likes to have a little ziz, a little power nap while he's having holy prayers.
Should I do a reenactment? Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come.
Pope Francis!
As in heaven, as is on earth. Amen.
Amen. Great prayer.
Amen. Great prayer.
13, 12, 16, we're asking, have you ever fallen asleep somewhere you really shouldn't have?
Somewhere inappropriate, like the Pope.
Yes, a bit inappropriate location to fall asleep.
Now, Pippa, I've got to confess because I've fallen asleep somewhere inappropriate.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to go to the phones. 13, 12, 16. Kerry, have you ever fallen asleep in an inappropriate place?
No, the weirdest place I probably wanted where my eyes, you know, they're so heavy.
Yeah.
Was at TAFE.
Oh, in one of the most boring lectures known to man.
Well, you need toothpicks to hold your eyelids open.
Did you have any techniques to try and stay awake while you're just like, I can't stay awake anymore, I can't stay awake?
Star jumps. Do star jumps.
Yeah, star jumps.
Good. All right, we might let the Pope know that Kerry said star jumps are the way to go if he ever decides
to... And 10 coffees.
And 10 coffees. Yep, right. Definitely.
Just fantastic.
Straight nice in... talking to you guys.
Oh, thanks for wrapping that up.
Sure, Kerry. Nice chatting to you, girlfriend.
See you, Kerry.
Bye.
Okay, Kerry wanted to fall asleep in TAFE. I actually did fall asleep somewhere really inappropriate.
Did you really?
Yes, my Father in heaven, may I confess.
Yes, step into my... I'm very unqualified to be doing this, but yeah, talk to me about what happened.
I used to be a budding actor.
Oh, cute.
And as a budding actor, I was doing extras work on Home and Away.
Stop it. You were not.
I was an extra.
Channel 7 soap opera drama Home and Away.
Yoo-hoo.
Oh, look out, Summer Bay. Were you one of the River Boys?
No, I was actually at a university party, a toga party.
Great.
And the toga party was at nighttime, so the call started at 5 p.m.
Okay.
Meant to finish by midnight.
Yeah.
Kept going to 1, kept going to 2, kept going to 3.
Oh, no.
Anyway, we're in our little togas looking hot.
Looking fly,
Yep, as you can get. And I'm literally sitting there and I realise, oh my gosh, where is everyone? Everyone's got up and walked out to the toga party and I'm like seeing the last guy walk out. I'm like, Why didn't anyone wake me up?
Oh, because you were just having a little power nap.
I was having a power nap with the rest of the extras at 2 a.m.
Oh, my gosh, and no one woke you up.
No one
woke
me up.
You just woke up to an almost empty room.
Mm.
Did anyone bust you?
No one busted me.
Imagine if you hadn't woken up. You could have just sat in there.
I probably would have got paid to do nothing.
You would have been paid to do nothing, and we wouldn't have seen your great torso in a toga in Summer Bay.
And my beautiful non-hairy legs back then when I was 19.
Oh, what a shame. That would have been
that would have been an absolute shame,
terrible,
wouldn't it?
Travesty.
Yeah, the travesty. Carrie Beam, please, please, cause there's more in this person. Oh, yeah, how good is that one? The brand new stuff from Guy Sebastian. It's called Bloodstone.
Guy Sebastian, you just keep lobbing them up and knocking them out of the park.
What you got to do, you got to head to hit.com.au, become a Hit VIP, and tell us what you think about this song plus plenty more. While you're there, you can also score yourself Harry Styles tickets. Harry Styles live on tour 2017, presented by Frontier Touring. Tickets sold out for the Enmore Theatre November 26th, but to win your way there, you got to become a VIP at hit.com.au.
Oh, imagine that. Harry Styles live in the flesh, just him and a guitar and a floaty shirt and his long locks up close and personal.
I wouldn't mind it.
I wouldn't mind it either.
You know what I wouldn't mind? A concert where it was all the 1D boys and they all perform their solo stuff and then they regroup after a performance by Justin Bieber and become One Direction again.
And what song would they play if they had to finish up with one song?
I think...
What Makes You Beautiful?
No. You've got that one thing, so get up, get out of my head.
And could it be an acoustic version of just them and their guitars?
No, I want the full show.
You want the full fireworks.
I want the full Pink performance where they do the somersaults and the backflips.
Right,
and they're
all up in harnesses.
Harnesses.
So you just want a low-key acoustic performance and then you want it to really go gangbusters at the end.
And there needs to be 10 people in the room. So
you and 9 of your closest friends.
I've only got 6 friends, so...
Would I be there? Am I invited?
Well, I'll invite you and you can have the remaining 2 spots.
Okay, so great. Thank you.
To invite some of your friends.
Perfect.
Would that be
Sounds
suffice?
Good. Yeah, that'd be great. That'd be a good show, actually. We should pitch it to them.
That'd be a great idea.
Yeah, tweet them.
I'll tweet
them. Go on, tweet Harry. He'll be in town.
I wonder if I could get all their Twitter handles in one tweet.
You probably could.
At Harry, at Niall, at Liam, at Zane, at Louis.
Would that be 140 characters or less, though?
Yeah, and then I'd have to say... Need to talk. That's all I could fit there.
Tweet me.
Tweet me.
Yeah, great. Okay, we'll try that. How exciting. Great.
Awesome.
Good times ahead.
That'll be fabulous. Hey, tomorrow's show, I've got the boys on who are going to be in town on the weekend.
We do. Bombs away.
That'll be great.
They are landing for Derby Day over the weekend. They're going to come on the show, maybe cut a few sick beats with us for R&B Fridays.
That'll be fun, won't it?
That'll be great.
Oh, you know what as well? We should ask them if they're going to be at Derby Day and if they want to go on the in the Fashions on the Field.
Yeah, good.
And they, because they're in a band, they might be rich. They may be able to afford to bribe us.
Excellent. I like that. We need to remind everyone that we do accept bribes for Fashions on the Field.
Yeah, no chocolate unless it's dairy-free, obviously.
That's right,
and
exactly.
Nut-free.
Yeah, nut-free as well for me. That'd be great. But just, you know, cash, massage vouchers, facial vouchers, cosmetics, overseas holiday tickets.
JB Hi-Fi vouchers.
JB Hi-Fi, that's good. Yeah. Or EB Games.
EB Games.
What about like super cheap auto or something?
Not into the car.
Except if you bribe me with a new car, I'd probably take it.
That'd be good. Because when I've got problems with my car, I just take the Golden West Holden. So
yeah, exactly.
I'm not even interested in all those
Sorted
other
Sorted in that department.
Sorted.
Thanks.
They do it all for me.
Nobody bribed me with a pink Esky either because I've already got one.
You've
of
already
those.
Got a pink Esky.
That's
okay.
Right. Yep.
Great.
Good.
Or like a tool of some sort. Don't want a tool.
No, don't need any of those. No, no. I sit next to one of those 3 hours a day. Yeah, See you tomorrow. Bye.
Felicia.
Do it. International.